It is 5 o'clock. Good morning. WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin is the place. And currently we're at 47 degrees, the overnight low. The time is 5 o'clock, ABC News time.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. New York City officials today to talk about a police officer firing his service weapon inside a Columbia University administration building this week while clearing out pro-Palestinian demonstrators. The bullet didn't hit anybody. Live in the East? Got ground meat in the freezer? More than 8 tons of ground meat sold at Walmart's being recalled.
A consumer alert for customers who bought 6 different types of raw ground meat at Walmart. The recall announced by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service, along with Cargill Meat Solutions. The meats, which may have been contaminated with E. coli, were processed between April 26 and 27th of this year. The packages sold in 9 eastern states and all have the printed establishment number EST86P.
ABC's Dave Packer. Connecticut hoping to reopen I-95 at Norwalk by Monday after a gasoline tanker crashed and burned, severely damaging an overpass that is going to be demolished. This is ABC News. Months after it became the first state to execute a condemned murderer with the previously untested method, Alabama Supreme Court greenlit the execution of a second individual by nitrogen gas. Alan Eugene Miller survived an execution bid by lethal injection in 2022. No execution date set yet. The Biden administration honoring the nation's Teachers of the Year.
You all are the reason why we have hope about the future. I really mean it. Not a joke.
First Lady Jill Biden, an educator herself, organized a Teachers of the Year state dinner.
Never forget that student by student, the lives you change go on to change the world.
The National Teacher of the Year, Missy Testerman, who teaches English as a second language in Tennessee.
Teachers are the ultimate facilitators of justice, fairness, equity, and democracy.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It should be a nice day today in southwest Wisconsin, with temperatures topping out around 72, mostly sunny conditions, and west and northwest winds will be between 5 and 10 miles per hour. For Friday night, increasing clouds, 45. Increasingly cloudy Saturday, maybe some rain by midday. A high of 67 Saturday. Sunday, a nice day with mostly sunny skies. A high near 70. Monday, partly cloudy and mild. Showers and thunderstorms moving in later at night. A high of 73. Currently in Richland Center Country, after a midnight reading of 57, we're down from that. It is 47 degrees. That follows a rainy day yesterday. It appears it's going to be quite a bit better today. Today is Friday, May 3rd, and it's time to officially begin the broadcast day.
And bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. Come on.
anywhere. Let it shine, and you just might find you're lighting up the love that you bear. You know, with all the trouble and sorrow in the world, it seems like the least we can do is take that smile into the street and share it with everybody you meet.
Every day,
I wanna shake somebody's hand.
Every day, every day,
every day,
every day,
I wanna make somebody know the things they can,
that they can,
yes they can. And on the tongue of the old and the young, swallowed up with pride instead. You know, with all the trouble and sorrow in the world, it seems like the least we can do is take a kind word into the street and share it with everybody.
Every day, the Triumphant Quartet. Before that, our national anthem sung by Chris Stapleton. And here we are together again, friends, Friday, May 3rd. Phil Nee with you as we set the stage for the weekend. What do you have planned? Well, a lot of things going on. Maybe getting ready for a garage sale. Maybe going to garage sales, yeah, or whatever the case might be. We've got some good things to tell you about as we wake the town and tell the people today. Also, we can tell you that the season is over for the Milwaukee Bucks. Kind of a disappointment. We'll have details when we check sports in just a little while here today. Here's Chris Hillman and Roger McGuinn.
Clouds so swift, rain won't lift, the gates won't close, the railings froze. Get your mind off winter time, you ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high, tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh-oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair? Gun that shoots, tailgates and substitutes. Strap yourself to a tree with roots. You ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, morning came and the morning went. Pack up your money and pick up your tent, Dylan. You ain't going nowhere.
Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair?
All his men supplied with sleep. We'll climb that hill no matter how steep when we get up to it.
Ooh-wee, you ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in the evening chair?
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Heaven's just a sin away, oh, oh, just a sin away. I can't wait another day, I think I'm giving in. How I'd love to hold you tight, oh, oh.
The Kendalls, Heaven's Just a Sin Away. It's 5:15 on this Friday, the 3rd of May. We remind you the Richland Center High School FFA will have its plant sale again today between 8 and 3:30. Enter through the main high school entrance and check in at the office. Tomorrow, stop by from 8 until noon for plants and brats. Park near the greenhouse on the back side of the high school and enter through door 21. All proceeds will support the Richland Center High School FFA. And Castle Rock Lutheran Church, Montfort, hosting its Fisher's Community Breakfast tomorrow from 7 until 10:30. There is no charge, but a free will offering is appreciated. This year, a portion of the proceeds will be donated to Riverway Communities of Hope, a nonprofit organization supporting area youth through funding for counseling services, life skill training, and support from caring adult role models at no cost to their families. The grand opening of the 2024 Viroqua Farmers Market will be tomorrow. That happens between 8 and 12:30. And Park Street Christian Church will have the Church Women United May Friendship Day tomorrow at 9. The program on love, mercy will be shared, and refreshments will follow in the Fellowship Hall. For further information, call 608-585-3401 if you have any questions.
Congratulations, seniors of Riverdale High School. Your hard work and dedication have paid off. Here's to your success. Congratulations from Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, Alder Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, Creative Outlet, PB Cleanup, and Fuller's Milkers Center.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Muscadet Morel Mushroom Headquarters is the place to be on Saturday, May 18th. Our tasting area will host Meister Cheese, Stanichka Cattle Company, Gillingham Meads LLC, Driftless Gold Organic Maple Syrup, Wild Hills Winery, and Surgeon's Winery from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Donnie Razik will play from noon to 3 p.m. Thank you, Meister Cheese and Muscadet Protein, Meyer Construction, and Biba Palooza for being proud sponsors of the festival.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. The Richland Center girls soccer team lost to Platteville-Lancaster 8-0 last night in Southwest Wisconsin Conference Soccer. Most other high school events were canceled in Southwest Wisconsin anyway last night because of the wet ground. Although it wasn't as wet as I thought it was going to be. We kind of had it stop and go on a little bit of a respite then late afternoon or so. Some other notes on sports. It was a tough one for the Bucks. Obi Toppin scored 21 last night, and the Pacers won a playoff series for the first time in a decade, beating the Milwaukee Bucks 120-98 in Game 6. The Pacers will face New York in their first Eastern Conference semifinal in a decade. Indiana's milestone victory came exactly 30 years after it swept Orlando 3-0 to advance to the NBA playoffs for the first time in franchise history. It came on a night the Bucks again were without Giannis Antetokounmpo. The two-time league MVP never played after straining his left calf on April 9th. Damian Lillard did come back despite injury. He had 28 points for Milwaukee in the loss. In the other game played last night in the NBA playoffs, it was New York 118 and Philadelphia 115. The Brewers were off yesterday. They'll be in action in Chicago. They'll reunite with former manager Craig Counsell, and that's a 1:20 first pitch time this afternoon on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. Games that were played, the Cubs did lose yesterday to the Mets 7-6, and Miami was a winner over Colorado 5-4. American League, Baltimore 7, Yankees 2, Houston 8-2 over Cleveland. Interleague action, San Francisco 3-1 over Boston, and Texas 6-0 over Washington. From the NHL playoffs, Toronto 2 and Boston 1.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel. Your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
We appreciate you starting the day here with the Light and the Milk House Show. Bright and early, 5:21 the time. As we approach the weekend, you know what we need. Yeah, you do. Here we go. An aerobic polka. Eddie Blazanczyk and the Versatones right there, and let's have a little polka celebration. Let's have a party. Yeah, why not? It's Friday, May 3rd. Phil Nee with you on this Friday morning. We head towards 72 later. Should be a beauty. 46 right now, our overnight low. Here's Reba McEntire on the Milk House Show.
You say you're from the city, Chicago is your home. Hey, I'm a down Oklahoma way. There's miles and miles between us, but that don't mean a thing. When those guitars start to play, oh, sweet sound.
people have a whale of a time, eating up chicken and drinking their wine. I'm on my way, I'm going back to Alabama.
Cowboy Copas on the old Light in the Mill Cow Show, going back to Alabama once again. We're headed toward a high of 72 with some clouds early this morning and mainly sunny and mild. West to northwest winds at 5 to 10. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 43. Tomorrow, 66. Mostly cloudy with a period of showers likely from midday on, possibly a thunderstorm. Right now in Richland Center, after an earlier reading of 57, we are down from that. It is 46 degrees.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Building great prices from the ground up. Harchi Lumber has built a solid reputation for quality, selection, and price. Before you plan your next construction project, talk to the experts at Harchi Lumber. They have the knowledge and complete supply of lumber, drywall, wood studs, roofing, windows and doors, insulation, cement, molding, and more. You name it, they've got it. Build with quality, build with the best at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, providing expert hometown service since 1969.
CCC Caution. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The ranking member of the Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittee says lawmakers should be cautious using the Commodity Credit Corporation to fund part of the new farm bill. John Hoven told reporters at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's Washington Watch,
when it comes to our farmers and ranchers, and when we've had droughts or floods or other problems, we've turned to the CCC. The other thing is you got a real scoring challenge on it.
Hoven says if you add a provision that restricts the Ag Secretary's ability to use the CCC funds,
that's about an 8.8 billion-dollar score or savings over 10 years. That's $880,000 a year. What's that really going to get you?
A Republican member of the House Ag Committee calls the updated guidance for sustainable aviation fuel tax credits heavy-handed. Brad Finstead of Minnesota says the devil is in the details with the new GREET model.
The devil is all over the place in those details. In order for a corn crop to be used for sustainable aviation fuel, it's going to have to come from a farmer that does no-till cover crops. I mean, you're going to impose practices on farmers that environmentally actually go backwards in some areas.
The fourth generation farmer says what works on his farm doesn't work on a farm 20 miles away.
Let alone 200 or 2,000 miles away from me. So this heavy-handed top-down approach of we're going to have all of these environmental answers, it doesn't make sense.
For corn ethanol to jet fuel, the 40B tax credit, which expires at the end of the year, requires feedstocks be produced exclusively on no-till acres with cover crops using only enhanced efficiency fertilizers. U.S. ethanol exports moved higher in March. The Renewable Fuels Association says March ethanol exports were a 23-month high at more than 159 gallons, an increase of 15% from February. Tight margins are factoring into a southeast Minnesota farmer's planting decisions. Brennan Toquam of Blooming Prairie says he is being more aggressive with variable rate technology.
Cutting more back on some of those areas that don't traditionally yield that well, especially based off of last year's maps.
He tells Brownfield the mapping tool helps reveal where moisture is a limiting factor. And the USDA has finalized a rule requiring certain cattle to have electric identification if they're moving across state lines. Ethan Lane with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says USDA wants information in case there's a disease outbreak, and he's not surprised with any details included in the final rule.
It's taking the 2013 Animal Disease Traceability Rule, which established that class of cattle intact over 18 months moving interstate, as well as dairy cattle, bison, rodeo cattle, and requiring those animals to be traceable as they move across state lines.
Starting November 1st, he says cattle farmers and ranchers will be required to carry a visually and electronically readable tag. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitec and Veltima fungicide.
On the soybeans, we use some Revitec and the Veltima mainly on the corn. Veltima and Revitec are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now. So we want to thank you and BASF for the opportunity. And
yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. There's a lot of different research trials and studies and a lot of different fungicides out there. And sometimes you get what you pay for in those. But, you know, we're willing to put a good investment in our fungicide because we believe it'll provide the best ROI for us. It's really fun to watch the field come off. And I know Dad noticed it in the combine.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to RevXFields.com.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitune with Timtech Auction Realty. With sale results, not covered events. Large squares topped at 265 a ton and large rounds topped off at 175 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. 2018 Case IH large square, baler, chopper, disc, bind, boats, vehicles, mower, camper, and much more. Online only auction ending May 15th at 6 p.m. And household tools located in Fenimore ending April 15th at 5 p.m. Watch for more online only auctions. Call 608-723-4020 or go to www.timtechauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesitune. Have a great day.
Direct cattle business was light Thursday and cash hogs were mixed. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. Again, direct cash cattle business was light yesterday, mainly at 295 to 296 dressed in Nebraska. That's steady with Wednesday, with the USDA reporting live sales mostly at 187, $2 to $3 higher than last week. That late, light, and limited trade in the north on Wednesday was up $1 to $2 on the week on the dress basis, with some of those cattle for delivery the week of the 13th or the 20th. The major southern feeding areas remained quiet, with buyers and sellers apparently content to wait for today to do the bulk of this week's business. Asking prices in the south were 185 to 186 live, with bids at 182. At the Apache Livestock Auction feeder cattle sale in Oklahoma, compared to the previous week, steers weighing less than 800 pounds were 1 to 3 lower, with steers over 800 pounds 2 to 5 higher. Feeder heifers are mostly 2 to 5 lower, while steer and heifer calves were lightly tested with a higher undertone. USDA says quality was good to attractive with good demand, even with receipts down in the week and the year. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 750 to 800 pounds brought 242.50 to 246, with 850 to 950 pound steers at 213 to 220. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 700 to 800 pounds range from 207 to 230, with 8 to 9 weight heifers at 200 to 208.50. Box beef was weak with moderate demand. Choice was down 64 at $292.90, and select beef was 9 cents lower at $287.98. The estimated cattle slaughter of 120,000 head was down 2,000 on the week and slightly below a year ago. Hogs were mixed with light closing negotiated numbers for the major direct markets. Nationally, most buyers had the needed near-term numbers in hand, but some of the regional buyers are still in need of supplies to finish out the week. Domestic demand's holding up relatively well ahead of summer grilling season, while export demand also remains overall pretty solid. National direct barrows and gilts closed 24 cents lower at the weighted average of 91.78. Iowa Southern Minnesota was $1.13 higher at 93.53. The Western Corn Belt was up 105 at 93.48. Midwest butcher hog markets in Dorchester, Wisconsin were steady at 50. Pork closed 11 cents lower at $97.88. Loins, butts, ribs, and hams were down sharply. That canceled out the sharply higher picnics and a more than $13 gain in the belly primal. The estimated hog slaughter of 481,000 head was down 4,000 on the week, but up about 9,500 on the year. Follow us on Twitter at Brownfield. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Direct cattle business Thursday was mostly a 295 to 296 dressed. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are up, keeping an eye on U.S. planting delays. July beans were 28¾ higher at $11.99. August was up 27¾ at $11.99.5. July corn is up 9 at $4.59¾. September was 8 higher at $4.67. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher, optimistic about that developing direct trade. June live is up 295 at $176.80. August was 285 higher at $173.95. August feeders are up 347 at $255.22. And hogs were mixed, adjusting spreads. June was down 50 at $99.92. July was 10 lower at $103.52. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Farming and ranching can be stressful, really stressful, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Here's the late John Denver.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back.
But in reality, it's not much of the time. Colorado State University, Montana State University, and the University of Nevada at Reno surveyed Western farmers and ranchers to look at stress, resiliency, and mental wellness. Brenda Freeman of Reno Extension says farmers are often stressed by external factors.
Stress management, control is a big issue. We do better in terms of stress if we have some degree of a sense of control over it. And many of these external stressors, you have little control over them. And so that adds to the stress element with that type of adversity.
A colleague of Freeman's at Reno, Lindsay Chichester, says work-life balance is not really a farm thing.
When you're working in the same place that you are living, you don't really get a break. You're on call 24/7. Life happens. Obviously, we can't ever plan anything in agriculture to a certain extent. When you're working, it's hard to relax because something always pops up. If any of you in agriculture have ever thought about taking a vacation, you know how challenging that can be. So it's just a lot to balance living where you work in those spaces as well.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Now through Saturday, Walsh's of Richland Center in Muscadet will be having a lawn and garden sale. Select garden tools and Miracle-Gro products are on sale and many other items. Also, the annual dirt sale that everyone enjoys will be going on during that time as well. Plus on Friday, Ace and Richland Center will be having a grilling event in the parking lot. So stop in either a Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many wonderful items. And as always, and thank you, we appreciate your business.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The Illinois State Veterinarian is encouraging producers to closely monitor their dairy herds for symptoms of the H5N1 influenza virus. Dr. Mark Ernst tells Brownfield.
They dropped milk production. Milk became thick, almost colostrum-like. They'd go off feed. Some would exhibit fevers. Some variability in their hydration status.
Meanwhile, the state of Michigan has issued an emergency order to reduce the risk of highly pathogenic avian influenza on dairy and poultry operations. Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development Director Tim Boring says the order requires all commercial dairy and poultry farms to strengthen biosecurity measures, including cleaning, disinfecting, and logging all vehicles and individuals moving on and off-site.
We have a greater number of impacted dairies than any other state besides Texas that are tested positive. We've had significant hits to our poultry operations here in the state. It makes us a little bit unique.
Six dairy farms in Michigan have been confirmed of the virus, and the state has had more birds impacted by the outbreak than any other state in the U.S. this year. Milk futures in the Chicago Mercantile Exchange ended in mostly positive territory Thursday, following a lower dollar and a butter buying spree on the cash market. May Class 3 milk was down a penny at 1834, June 34 cents higher at 1890, July up 23 at 1906, and August 26 cents higher at 1917. Dry whey was up 1.5 cents at 37.5 cents, blocks up 2 at $1.78¾. Barrels up 2.5 cents at $1.88, butter up 5.25 at $3.05¾. Non-fat dry milk down 0.75 cents at $1.11¾. I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
Any lender can tell you about banking, but few know the business ins and outs of farming and ranching. That's where Compere Financial stands apart. We are here with unparalleled ag industry expertise. A forward-thinking mindset to identify your challenges and opportunities, and the ability to support smart decision-making for your operation. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
547, good morning. It's a little foggy. The fog has settled in over the last hour or so. And after a midnight reading of 57, our temp has continued to drop. We're going to head in the other direction up to 72 for later today. Some clouds early, then mainly sunny and mild. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy, a low of 43. Saturday, 66, with a period of showers likely from midday on, possibly a thunderstorm. And for Sunday, sunny and nice and a high near 70. At the WRCO studios, it is 46 degrees. That's the overnight low today. Here's Eddie Arnold on a Friday morning, Light in the Milk Cow Show.
Please don't go. I beg you, don't go. For I need you here with me. Just this once, I beg you, this once, forgive me for what I've done. I adore you, I was meant for you much more than
coming home, home, home. Thought I'd better warn you, so I called you on the phone. Get rid of Joe the grinder, you better be there alone. 'Cause the old man from the mountains coming home. I've been working in a sawmill, I'm all uptight and tense. I got wind that someone's been digging under my back fence. Thought I'd better call you, let you know today that the old man from the mountains on his way. Yeah, the old man from the mountains coming home, home, home. Thought I'd better warn you, so I called you on the phone. Get rid of Joe the grinder, you better be there alone. 'Cause the old man from the mountains coming home. Wind it up now. My dang cool head off, all for a dollar bill. Now I need a bunch of good loving, so I'm coming down the hill. Don't want no friendly Henrys warming up my bed. And the old man from the mountains means what he said. Yeah, the old man from the mountains coming home, home, home. Thought I'd better warn you, so I called you on the phone. Get rid of Joe the grinder, better be there alone. 'Cause the old man from the mountains coming home. One more time. The old man from the mountains coming home, home, home. Thought I'd better warn you, so I called you on the phone. Get rid of Joe the grinder, better be there alone. 'Cause the old man from the mountains coming home.
Let that be a warning to you. The old man from the mountains coming home. He'll just have one more cup of coffee and then he'll be on down the road. Weather coming up. Here's Claude Gray.
I'll just have a cup of coffee, then I'll go. Thought that I'd just drop by and let you know that I'm leaving. Tomorrow I'll cause you no sorrow. I'll just have a cup of coffee, then I'll go. I brought the money like the lawyer said to do. It won't replace all the heartaches I've caused you. It won't take the place of loving you, I know. I'll just have a cup of coffee, then I'll go. kids. I came by a while last night, and I kissed them while they slept so tight. Make my cup of coffee sweet and make it warm, just the way you used to be inside my arms. I'll have another half a cup and then I'll.
There you go. Well, maybe, do you have a donut I could dunk in there as well? Anyway, a little Claude Gray, WRCO's Light in the Milk Cow Show. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
To the graduating seniors of Richland Center High School, congratulations on your achievement. Your journey is just the beginning. Congratulations from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Southwest Technical College, House on the Rock, and by Capital Wealth Advisory Group. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weekend weather update here for WRCO. Well, we had some scattered showers continuing over parts of south and east Wisconsin overnight. They should move away, though, early this morning as high pressure builds in from Minnesota. So any leftover cloud cover out there early today will dissipate. Should be a beautiful day overall. Temperatures relatively seasonal. Tomorrow, though, another front zipping in from the west should bring us a couple of scattered showers by midday. Right now, it looks like just up to 2/10 of an inch of rain possible. Behind that, it should be sunny and pleasant again for Sunday, and even most of Monday is looking quiet and mild. Then late Monday night and Tuesday, a warm front will push through, causing some scattered showers and thunderstorms and gusty winds on Tuesday. Otherwise, another disturbance will slide in for late Wednesday into Thursday with a continued chance of scattered showers. So just a very unsettled extended forecast. Here's a forecast for today, though. Just a few clouds early in the morning, then turning mostly sunny, high near 72. The wind from the west-northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear or partly cloudy, low 43. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a period of showers likely from midday on, possibly some thunder, highs near 66. West to northwest wind up to 10. Heading into Sunday, mainly sunny, low 42, high 69. Monday, partly cloudy and mild, high at 73. We have a chance of showers and thunderstorms late Monday night. Tuesday, a chance of early day showers and storms, then partly sunny and fairly warm. Low 54, high 74. Another round of showers and storms possible Tuesday night. Wednesday, partly or mostly cloudy, maybe a shower late. Low around 50, high 71. And next Thursday, mostly cloudy and cooler. Temperatures topping out in the low 60s. A good chance of spotty showers as well. Have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
46 with cloudy and foggy conditions, although the fog is starting to lift at this hour. 71 was yesterday's high. We did receive just less than a half inch here at the studios. 48 one-hundredths on Thursday. The record high for May 3rd, 88. That came in 1949. The record low, 22 in 2005. Last year's high was 64 and the low, 34. Sunset will occur at 5 minutes after 8 tonight. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 5:51. The air is calm, barometer at 29.96. No precipitation today. We have, again, cloudy, foggy conditions following a midnight reading of 57. It is 46 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County.